If we take all the souls of humanity and we put us all together, in Kabbalah we call this the original vessel. The original vessel that can receive the endless light. However, each one of us individually have our own vessel to receive the light. The vessel also represents the desire to receive. And if you look at it in one way, it's that, imagine like a light bulb. A 60-watt bulb can hold 60 watts of energy. If you pump 1,000 watts of energy into it, you're going to have a short circuit, an explosion, and then darkness. In order for that bulb to handle more energy, you have to increase its capacity, expand its vessel to receive that light. We work the same way as humans. In this life, we all want more light. We all want more energy. We look for relationships that will give us more energy. We look for careers that will give us more energy. We look for friendships. We try to derive more energy from them. We create families because we want to experience more energy. But life isn't just about getting the energy. Kabbalah isn't the study of the light. Kabbalah is the study of the vessel. The light is constant. It's always there, and it wants to come in. The light wants to give us everything. Make no mistake about that. It's the vessel that sometimes is too small to hold the light that wants to come in. Instead of looking for energy to bring in, what we're learning through Kabbalah is, by transforming the vessel, I expand the vessel, and the light comes in.